For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you guys with us today. Very, very busy news day here in America. We're going to get to, we've got some great guests coming up. We're going to be talking to Congressman Ralph Norman on the border crisis. Also, Lars Larson is going to weigh in. And believe it or not, we're hoping and we are efforting at this moment to reach out to someone at the Satanic Temple. And we're going to have an on-air debate between Lars and the Satanic Temple rep. We'll keep you updated on that. Also, our good buddy, Congressman Scott Perry, is going to drop by. Also, your phone calls as well. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Write that down. And, of course, our website is toddstarnes.com. I would encourage you to go there and look at the videos we have posted from the border, which has been completely overrun, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very serious situation. And it is something that you're not going to hear a lot about in the mainstream media or legacy media, including the conservative world. But right now, we are getting word that tens of thousands of illegals are massing at the border, and Border Patrol has been completely overwhelmed. It is just simply unacceptable that this is happening, but it is. And by and large, as far as the eye can see, there are no women, there are no children. These are all young men of military age. And I'm wondering, maybe a few months from now, maybe a year or two from now, we're all going to be sitting in some sort of a bunker protecting ourselves and our families and asking ourselves, how was it possible that America was conquered? How is it possible that the illegals were able to breach our cities in the heartland and in the southern states? And we're going to look back on this day and this time and realize that because good people stood down and did nothing, the entire country is on the verge of collapse and being conquered. You see, I still believe we live in a time and age where countries invade other countries. Just look at what's happening with Hamas and Israel. Look at what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. And you can't sit there and tell me that this is some sort of a random occurrence, that tens of thousands of people are just showing up at our southern border every day. This is part of a well-coordinated global effort to destabilize America. That's what's going on right now at our southern border. I don't know if anybody's going to share that with you or be honest with you, but this is not some sort of a random thing. These people are not crossing our border with hopes of living the American dream and picking heads of lettuce in the gardens. That's not what this is all about. There is something much more nefarious going on. Now, Ashley St. Clair, who is a writer with the Babylon Bee, was on a flight in Phoenix. And she came across a very startling piece of information. She was about to get on board her Delta flight when all of a sudden she realized the entire flight was filled with illegal aliens. and these illegal aliens were being shipped to processing centers all over America. And she was rightfully horrified. She was actually seated next to some of these illegals, and she had a lot of grave concerns. Chief among them, by the way, was whether or not these people have been checked for any kind of medical illnesses, because we know that a lot of communicable diseases are coming across the border with the illegals. This is all very well documented. We're not making this up. We also know that a good number of these illegals coming across our southern border are very dangerous people. Many of them are coming from places like, hotbeds of terrorism, like Northern Africa, like the Middle East, China. And so now a lot of people are really upset with Delta Airlines, and rightfully so. An entire flight packed with illegal aliens. And Ms. Sinclair started making some inquiries from Delta. She's a member of the Sky Club, as am I. And as soon as she started asking questions, Delta sent a representative to follow her around wherever she went in the airport. So again, they're monitoring the law-abiding American citizen who's asking, why in the world is Delta Airlines colluding with the federal government to move these illegal aliens across our nation? Why is that happening? Now, look, I fly Delta exclusively. I hate that airline the least of all the other airlines. In all honesty, I've been a big fan for years. They do a good job. Every now and again, they goof up, but they've been pretty reliable. They get me to where I'm going along with my luggage, and I appreciate that. I spend a lot of money at Delta Airlines, thousands of dollars every year. So I am as a matter of fact, I am a Diamond Medallion member, which means I fly a lot. I'm also a member of the Million Mile Club, so I've flown well over a million miles on Delta. So I have a lot invested in this company. And I'd like to know why Delta is colluding with the federal government to assist in this invasion of our nation. I mean, we may as well be giving these guys parachutes and just dropping them off in fields so they can go ahead and invade our towns and cities. But I want to know, how did those guys get on board those planes? Who paid for those airline tickets? Were our tax dollars used to purchase those airline tickets? Delta was not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They don't do anything out of the goodness of their heart. It's all about the almighty dollar, as well it should be. They're in business to make money. So who paid for those airline tickets? Those people coming across the border, they got no money. And I'd also like to know how those guys made it through the TSA checkpoint. They don't have any form of identification, none whatsoever. So how are they allowed to board those jetliners? Meanwhile, American citizens, they're getting manhandled and molested by the TSA agents just trying to get on board a jetliner to do their business. So somebody needs to start explaining what the heck is going on with Delta Airlines. And we have reached out, and I will let you know when they respond. But I'm telling you, folks, this is going to end badly. And the people up on Capitol Hill, they don't care. They do not care. If they did care, and I will just, and again, it just pains me to have to call out Speaker Mike Johnson. But the Speaker of the House should have held up the NDAA. And he should have done it for the sake of what's happening at our southern border right now. Because everybody, Democrats and Republicans, are playing politics with our border right now. Nothing is being done. In the meantime, tens of thousands of people are literally crossing the border. When you see the videos that Bill Malusion, our buddy over at Fox News, when you see what Bill Malusion has been posting, it is jaw-dropping, just absolutely jaw-dropping. This is the story, ladies and gentlemen. Without a secure border, we got nothing. We have absolutely nothing. And by the way, I'd like to see, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation now calling it a crime. So now you've got the ability, Texas law enforcement, they can arrest these illegals. Are we arresting the illegals, and what are we doing with them? because sooner or later, they're going to end up in your town and your community. My question is, how many other Delta Airlines flights took off from the border states filled to capacity, filled to overflowing with the illegals? And where were they headed? Did the planes land in the dark of night in places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Chattanooga, Tennessee? We know Chattanooga is a favorite spot for the Biden administration to dump these illegals. They've been doing that time and time again. What about Portland, Maine, or Salem, Oregon? Are the illegals showing up in your towns and your communities? Now, this is so politically incorrect, what I'm talking about today. But here's what concerns me. Is that one day we're going to wake up and we're going to find out, and it doesn't take a lot of people. It takes maybe a couple of hundred people to cause chaos in this country. It took what, 16 to cause chaos on 9/11? Let's just say that 100 of these illegals are terrorists. I suspect that number is far greater. But let's just say, for the sake of the argument, we've got 100 terrorists that have crossed our border that are now waiting to be activated, sleeper cells. Can you imagine the chaos and the carnage that those men could cause in this country, and we would be somewhat helpless to defend ourselves? Let's just say, out of the millions of illegals that have crossed the border since Biden took office, and it's in the millions, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say 10,000 of them, 10,000 of the millions are actually part of some sort of a secret military group, a militia, just for the sake of the argument. And let's just say that they're in this country just waiting to be mobilized, waiting to be activated, waiting to cause mayhem to destabilize our country even further. You think we're going to be able to fight back against that? On 9/11, this is one of the untold stories of 9/11, they could not even muster fighter jets. It took them hours to find fighter jets, get them up in the air to defend the skies of America. That's how unprepared we were. So you think we're prepared for what's happening now, where we are literally depositing these possible militia groups into towns and communities? And that day is going to come. But here's the thing we have to think about here for a moment. Is it better to stop the illegals at the border, or is it better to fight them in our towns and our cities when they start causing mayhem, when the terrorists are activated? I contend we've got to, what we ought to be doing at this moment, recall every single member of the military that we need and put them on the border and defend our nation. Because just like Ukraine, we are being invaded, but nobody seems to care. Not a single person seems to care. Folks, I am horrified by the images. If you go to ToddStarnes.com right now, look at those videos. I am horrified by what is coming across that border, and I have a very bad feeling about all of this, a very bad feeling. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines. Do you share my concerns, or am I overthinking all of this? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rags-to-riches, absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book, the inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington College rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin. It'll inspire you, folks. This team rowed out of need, the need to eat and the need to sleep. And it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it the ideal multi-generational movie for the holidays. Joel Edgerton and Callan Turner star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat opens Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now. BoysInTheBoatMovie.com.
Give you a live look at what's happening down there in Eagle Pass, Texas, okay? Border agents there are calling this the worst they've ever seen in terms of migrants coming across. And these images are just incredible. You'll remember the people trying to get on the train last week. The people that got on the train, that's who those people are right now that are sitting outside Eagle Pass waiting to get processed. The Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed, and they say they are 260% over capacity at this point, and that's before all of these others come through.
All right, that's the reporting from Fox News. Also, the Biden administration shutting down the international railroads so that it can facilitate the quicker passage of illegal aliens into America. Union Pacific Railroad is freaking out, and they're saying this is a horrifying, horrifying decision, and it is going to have significant impacts on goods. By the way, a number of other organizations, Kansas Grain and Feed Association, among others, calling for the immediate reopening of the Eagle Pass and El Paso Railroad crossings. This is a very serious, they're saying it is critical, and feeding supplies are being jeopardized, especially for livestock in Mexico. And what the Biden administration is telling us, ladies and gentlemen, is that the illegal aliens are more important than you. That's what they're saying. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. We will start with Parker in Nebraska. Parker, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, you know, I really like what you've been speaking about the past week or two. Like yesterday, you spent a lot of time on replacement theory, which is totally true. And like a week or so ago, you played some Alex Jones clips. I was wondering, are your ratings so in the toilet that you have to jump into the pool of conspiracies?
What are we talking about? What's the conspiracy here, Parker? We've got millions of people coming into our country illegally. That is well documented by every major news organization in America. So what's the conspiracy?
Oh, well, I got to admit, you know what? I'm Jewish, and I do spend all day working on bringing over people of color to replace white people. So you're right.
What are you talking about here, Parker? Look, Parker, you're not making any sense here. First of all, our ratings are spectacular, sir. So you need to get your facts right there. But again, if you're Jewish, what difference does that make, sir? It makes none whatsoever. Parker, give us a call back when you want to have an actual conversation. That's insane. Let's go to Helen in Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP, our great affiliate there. And Helen, I was just in your great city a few days ago.
Oh, I missed you, I guess.
Well, Helen, what's on your mind?
Well, I share your concern about the border crossing. There's too many young men coming across. Not with families, like they want to make a new life. They're up to no good, and we know that. And I just share your concern with it. And
Helen, just think about this. Helen, just think about this for a moment. If they really are escaping a war zone or these horrifying conditions, would you not want to bring your wife and kids with you? Why would you leave them behind?
Like, of course. But all these, it's coming without anybody. No children with them and no wives with them.
It's
That's
a danger
I'm concerned about.
It's a dangerous proposition, Helen, and we're going to have to demand that our elected leaders do their job and secure that border. Helen, before I let you go, I've got 10 seconds here. I wanted to try the Hooterville restaurant when I was in Hendersonville. Is it pretty good?
Oh yeah. I'm acquainted with that.
All right.
Well, I used to work out there.
Well, it was packed. Otherwise, we were going to stop and grab a meal, but it looked like everybody in town was eating over there. So, well, tell everybody there we said hello in Hendersonville, and thank you for calling in, Helen.
Every day.
Well,
enjoy your show.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. All right, folks, got to take a quick break. Lines are open, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, head over to YouTube. We finally got reinstated, and you can watch us live on YouTube today. We'll be right back, America. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Full lines, a lot of folks wanting to weigh in. And by the way, we are celebrating finally reinstated on YouTube. They have come to see the error of their ways, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you, YouTube. And you can watch us live there. Watch us live on Rumble and Getter. And, of course, over at ToddStarnes.com. All right, to the phones we go. Let's say hello to CM in Colorado Springs, watching us on Facebook. Hi, CM. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I wanted to let you know a little interesting information about immigration. When I traveled to Rome in 2000, I had bought the Lonely Planet before I left. And in there it said, in 200 years, there will be no Italians in Italy. And that got my attention. I started talking to some people there, just kind of seeing what they were up to and what was going on, and talked to four young people on the train from Rome to Naples so that I could look at Pompeii. And the girl there said, I said, why is that? Why are you not having children? She said, well, it might have been pressure from the Catholic Church. Actually, we like our freedom to have jobs and buy things and, you know, typical stuff. So this is back in 2000. Now, yesterday I was watching Elon Musk being interviewed by an Italian with a huge public audience, and he was asked about immigration, among other things, of course. And he's astonishing in how far along he has come in saying things like, what makes Italy, Italy, is the people. And so you have to preserve their culture by preserving the population. You know, just absolutely common sense stuff that, you know, some of us who realize this have been talking about for a long time. But he didn't get my attention until he bought Twitter. And suddenly I'm seeing a man who we can see can influence. He's like a colossus standing abroad, you know, standing up for our cultures, our people, our languages, you know, preserving the identity of nations.
Here's the thing, CM, and this is a big problem across Europe, and I'm not saying that Europe cannot be saved, but I will say that the solution is going to be very painful and very difficult. They have allowed themselves to be overrun because of their open borders policies. Right now in the UK, the number one name for newborn little boys is Muhammad. This is in the UK. So I think a lot of people are finally starting to wake up and understand that globalism is not a good thing. And I hope it's not too late for them. But one of the things, CM, that I've noticed is that the calls for tolerance and diversity, those are never directed at Islamic countries. Those are never directed at countries, say, for example, in Asia or in Africa. It's always directed at the white European countries or in the United States of America. And there's a reason for that. They want to destabilize and conquer our nations. It's very simple. CM, I like the way you think. I want you to give us a call back one day. Will you do that?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling, and we appreciate you listening to us in Colorado Springs. Let's go to Charles in Humboldt, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS, our great affiliate there. Hi, Charles, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, this place has gone insane. Why can we not get the military down there to stop this insurgent coming across the border and slow it? What's going to end up happening? We're going to end up having a civil war, but we're not going to be fighting each other. We're going to be fighting these people that have crossed the border. And when they come to the country, and that's where I live, it's going to be terrible. You know, we'll have to defend our home.
Charles, I would recommend every law-abiding citizen in the country make sure that they have weapons, make sure they have stocks of ammo and other supplies, and make sure they're ready. Because the numbers I'm seeing, over 12,000, by the way, just yesterday, over 12,000 people, illegals, crossing the border, military-aged young men, that is not some sort of a coincidence. This is some sort of a planned invasion. And Charles, I'm with you. I think those of us in the southern states, the Midwest, those of us who live in the country are gonna fare a lot better. But if you've got 12,000-15,000 people marching through your town, it's going to be hard for anybody.
Really? The National Guard is going to have to come out in full force, and I don't think Biden cares. I don't think my Republican congresspeople and representatives are doing enough to try to stop it. I've called them, complained, to no avail. So you tell me how to get it stopped.
Charles, look, here's the deal. The Constitution is very clear on this. The United States government has to protect every state against invasion. And if they don't do that, if they do not live up to their constitutional responsibilities, it's incumbent upon the governor, in your case, Governor Bill Lee, and it's incumbent upon the state legislature to step up and do whatever is necessary to protect the law-abiding citizens of Tennessee. But I'm telling you, Charles, with the numbers coming across, and I mean, it's shocking, just shocking when you see that video, and I'd encourage you to go look at it. That is a disturbing situation. Charles, we got to run. God bless you, and say hello to the good people in Humboldt for us. Let's go to Charles in Statesville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Charles. What you got for us, sir?
Hey, Todd. You know, I've been looking at those images that you're talking about, and the number of people that are coming across our border, really just at Eagle Pass, the 4,000 that were there, there are more people coming across our border every day illegally than are being born in this country by American citizens. We are seeing the Great Replacement Theory, and it is a deliberate and intentional invasion that's being facilitated by Joe Biden. And, you know, I hope that Donald Trump is reelected in 2024. I'm certainly supporting him, but in the immediate tide, I think Governor Abbott and other governors need to call for at least 250,000 men to go to the southern border to defend it. The border wall needs to be fully funded and completed. I also believe that we need to cut off all funding for these illegals that are here. No $2,100 check, no free health care, no free education, no food stamps, none of that. You disincentivize them from coming over here. You have to put in the Remain in Mexico policy. And then, and this is going to be ugly, but this is the, this is what we're going to, this is because we've allowed this to happen. You know, you can ask people to peacefully leave, but if they don't, we're going to have to round up 8 to 10 million people and deport them out of this country. And don't ask me how we do that just yet. I'm sure the people are already, you know, thinking about that. But that's what's going to have to happen.
Well, here's a thought, Charles. Here's a thought. Take the TSA, and instead of manhandling grandmas and little children and military veterans in wheelchairs, why don't we reassign the TSA agents to go and round up these illegals and get them out of our country? But you're right. This is going to be an ugly process. This is what they need to be doing in Europe. And I'm not sure they're going to have the wherewithal to do it. But that's why we need Donald Trump in the office. I think he's the only person who would have the courage to basically call for the roundup of the illegals and getting them out of this country.
And Todd, I totally agree. And also, I mean, I've been a longtime caller of your show, but because of the illegal immigration and other problems in this country, I have now officially, I'm now officially running for Congress in the North Carolina 10th District. Patrick McHenry is stepping down, and I'm running to replace him. And if I get elected, I'm going to give Donald Trump all the reinforcements he needs. And I'm a 100% MAGA candidate, and I'm going to propose legislation and support any legislation to defend this country against this illegal, intentional invasion by the Biden administration.
Well, good for you. Now, Charles, do you have a website, and what's your last name so people can get more information about you?
Yeah, sure, Todd. So my website is going to be live probably later this week, but it's going to be CharlesEllerForCongress.com. That's E-L-L-E-R, CharlesEllerForCongress.com. Matter of fact, after we hang up, I can send you just kind of a link so you can kind of take a preview of the site. But it'll be going live. I'm organizing a campaign. I've lived here my whole life in Iredell County, and am very well known. But I just feel like it's my calling. I'm tired of complaining about the nation's problems, and I'm ready to step up and do something about them.
I love it. Well, yeah. You've been a longtime caller, Charles, and you make a lot of sense every time you call into the show. So. Again, folks, congratulations to Charles Eller, one of our very own running for Congress. So, Charles, we'll get you back on, and good hearing from you.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. CharlesEllerForCongress.com. Got a big American flag up there right now. So you folks listening over in WSIC land, go check out Charles. And that sounds pretty exciting. All right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want you to listen to cut number 19.
We have it, and the numbers just keep getting worse. Those 12,600 encounters you mentioned, that is the highest single day total ever recorded, beating the previous record just a couple of weeks ago. And Eagle Pass is just getting completely overrun. Take a look at this video. A contact on the ground there sent us last night thousands upon thousands of migrants camped out waiting to be processed by Border Patrol. I can tell you, I've spent hundreds of days in Eagle Pass over the last couple of years. I've never seen the situation that bad there. And it is still going on this morning. Take a live look at our Fox News drone over Eagle Pass right now. You can see masses of migrants still camped out there waiting for Border Patrol to take custody of.
There you go. That's a little bit of the reporting from Bill Malugin, who's doing an amazing job at the border. That guy's been down there for a good couple of years now. And it's bad when you see the reporters expressing the shock that you heard from Bill there. And he's been, again, doing a terrific job. Now, this is Sheriff Mark Lamb over in Pinal County, Arizona, and he's describing what the invaders are getting when they come across the border.
You know, we see all these people coming across, mostly military-age men coming from China, from Africa, from all over the world. Most of them not even being vetted when they come in here. But here's what's really going to bother you. When these folks come across and they're processed, they're being given a cell phone, a plane ticket to wherever they want to go in this country, so probably to a community near you, and a $5,000 Visa card. So while this Christmas season, you're struggling to keep your lights on, while you're struggling to pay your rent, put Christmas presents under the tree for your kids, we have our government giving people that came into this country illegally $5,000 gift cards. That's the truth, folks. God bless.
Courtesy of the American taxpayer. That ought to enrage every single person out there. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thomas listening to us on 96.9 FM, our great radio affiliate out there. Hi, Thomas. What's on your mind today?
Just going to chime in on the immigration talk. I'm a little bit more of I've heard that, you know, what everybody's talking about, but I'm a little bit more cynical, I guess, about it. I think it just comes down to it's as simple as vote. I think that they're just playing the long game. I think it's a chess game, and I think in my particular opinion, I don't think that the Democrat Party particularly cares about migrants, about minorities, or anything any more than the other party does. But I think that it's just a matter of getting votes and staying in power. I think it's just I think it comes down to being that simple, that they're playing the odds and playing the math, and you know, I think that's just they're not really worried about what's right, what's wrong. They're not worried about the fiscal deficits or the fiscal debt or policy, so to speak, or anything like that. I just think it's just they're just playing the odds. Is all they're doing.
Thomas, let me jump in here. There is a large part of that, and I believe that is true. They're looking for new voters and a new voting block, and that's why you see blacks in like Chicago South Side so outraged, because they know what's going down. They know what's happening, and they don't like it. But again, I think there is a much more nefarious thing at play, and that involves a promise Barack Obama made back in 2007 to fundamentally transform America. So you have a lot of radical progressives up on Capitol Hill, and this is all part of a plan to simply destabilize our nation. I mean, it really is that simple. And when you have the chaos, and I suspect the carnage that is coming, they are going to implement some pretty nefarious things. This has been going on for a long, long time now, and we've got to stop it. We just have to stop it. Thomas, I've got to run. I'm late for a break. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Here's a staggering number for you. 90% of our pharmaceuticals are produced outside the United States, and most of those are produced in China. That is a sobering, sobering thought. The question is, do you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits? If there's another pandemic, somebody gets the China virus. Well, the wellness company has a medical emergency kit that includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, ivermectin, along with a guidebook to show you how to use the medicines. It doesn't matter if it's a tick bite. It doesn't matter if you've got COVID. It doesn't matter if there is an extreme bioterror incident. You are covered. I actually own 2 of these now, and I want to encourage you to get one of these. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Go to twc.health/starnes. twc.health Starnes and get your medical emergency kit. Folks, use the code Starnes and you're going to save 10%. Real quick, let's go to High Point, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there. Rick, you got about 60 seconds. Go for it.
Oh, my. Hi, Todd. Let me just preface my remarks by saying that both sets of my grandparents came into the country legally, which is the way I agree things ought to go. Irregardless of that, we need these immigrants. Our country demographically is dying. Every time I see a large Hispanic family, I want to go up and hug them because they're the ones that are keeping our country alive. We need these people as workers. They're hard workers. They're good family folks. We need them as consumers. There's a lot of construction projects here in North Carolina right now that have been put on hold because they don't have the workers to do the job. There are stores that are closing down lowering their hours of business because they don't have enough retail workers. We need these people, and I applaud them for coming over here and trying to contribute to our nation.
But, Rick,
we've got to make them legal.
But, Rick, what about the legal? And that's my issue, and I appreciate the call. What about the legal immigrants? Shouldn't they take precedent? That's the concern here, coming to this country illegally. Rick says we need the illegals, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? 901-260-5926. Hour two, coming up next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Yes, y'all, and right now we've got the biggest sale of the year on Calitrin. You're going to save huge. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with the 86% success rate, you're going to get a 90-day supply free. So it's the perfect time to stock up and save or split it with a friend. And right now, if you go on our website today, you're going to see that there's free shipping on top of that on the sale today. So you're not even going to have to pay for shipping. Again, the website is toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. But if you have questions or you want to split up your payments, we can do that by phone. The number is toll-free. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, the website is toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, I have a very important announcement of national importance to share with you. Dylan, it could be considered breaking news, but we're still working. We're still trying to find funding for the breaking news alert. So, breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just received a notification from Memphis International Airport that Corky's Barbecue will now be available for airline passengers. This is huge news. Passengers at Memphis International can now enjoy all of the best that Corky's has to offer. Ribs, pulled pork, pulled chicken, nachos, coleslaw, and baked beans. Is that really wise to serve baked beans before people board? Okay, I don't think so. What about catfish? You know, believe it or not, they actually have very good catfish at Corky's. Who would have thought? So also, Memphis International, this may be the only airport in America that does this, not only serving barbecue, but also they are now providing a Memphis-centric music playlist. So all the music you're going to be hearing in the airport, they're featuring music from a Memphis artist. I think that's pretty cool. So there you go. Today, Flamenco Memphis is going to be performing, and then tomorrow, the Tennessee Mass Choir. There are lots of entertainment there at Memphis International. So there you go, folks. Be sure to bring some wet wipes with you. Corky's, I think, has them, but better to be safe than sorry. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. A man who has just booked his flight to Memphis to eat barbecue, Congressman Ralph Norman over in South Carolina. Hey, Congressman, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Todd. Glad to be with you.
So, Congressman, a lot going on, and I want to start with the big topic of discussion, and a lot of our listeners are very concerned about this recent border surge. Fox News reporting over 12,000 illegals encountered just yesterday. What the heck is going on down there?
Well, Todd, we've been invaded. It's interesting. I just had a text this morning from a Delta pilot who is from my area and said, Congressman Norman, who is raising the question with TSA? Who is verifying the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that we're shipping all over this country who have no form of bona fide driver's license, no form of identification? Who is asking that question? And I wrote him back and said, you're exactly right. We're going to raise ring the bells for that question. And ultimately it's under Mayorkas, who is a total complete sellout. But to answer your question, Todd, we're being invaded. And it's his text to me as a pilot showed concern on his part, because he's in the cockpit being put at risk, taking people who basically have no verification, when TSA is running all of us through the ringer. I just got back late last night from St. Thomas, where I had a speech for Haley and a group of others. But, I mean, what they put us through, and we're bona fide Americans with valid driver's license, valid IDs. But to answer your question, it's a total invasion that is risking this country.
So I want to go back, Congressman. So you're saying an airline pilot reached out to you and talked to you. Is that right?
He texted me with the question, who is raising the issue of the people I'm having to transport through his airline all over the country of how are they verifying forms of identification, which they can't verify because they're not verifiable. That happened just this morning.
It's shocking. And there's a lot of video going viral on social media. Delta Airlines, there was someone on board a flight, and apparently that person was one of the handful of legal citizens. The rest of the flight filled with illegals, and that person was wondering and asked questions of Delta. And then that person becomes the bad guy, and Delta sticks a representative on them to follow them around the airport. But I think that's a fair question. How are these people getting on board the flight, and who's paying for all of this?
Well, I think we all know it's the federal government. When I was at the border 2 years ago, I mean, they all had a cardboard box basically around their neck showing a number. And showing, and this was during the COVID, outbreak of COVID. No shot identification with that. Just no forms. And this Biden administration is promoting this, and it's really got this country in a bind. I guess it became real this morning when you had a pilot who is concerned, and not just for other passengers, but for their own safety, because you could tell it through the text. But it's the sleeper cells that the intel will tell you. It's not a matter of if they're going to strike the U.S. It's just a matter of when. And it's going to be on a scale that we have never seen before. It'll make 9/11, from what they're saying, appear minor, if you can say that's minor with 3,000 people who are dead. But it's not only is this unconstitutional, it's un-American, and the Biden administration's only duty is to protect this country, the main duty, and he's not doing it.
It just seems to me, Congressman, that there is just such a lackadaisical attitude about this, even in Congress, the fact that Mayorkas has not been impeached, the fact that we're approving things like the NDAA while you've got, thousands of military-aged men crossing our border. And I'm wondering at what point, does somebody stand up and say, this is not sustainable, and I would much rather fight the illegals at the border than when they're activated in these sleeper cells around the country and we're having to fight battles in multiple towns and cities?
Well, it's here now. I think under Trump, the last year he was president, he may have had 30. The sad part, we've got well over 3,000 known sales in this country, according to law enforcement, different agencies. It's here. We're fighting them here now. And it's just a matter of when. And, you know, you have a president who is asleep at the switch. Well, he's doing it intentionally, so he's not doing it. He knows what he's doing. And it's all for power, and it's all for votes, as has been seen in New York City, where they're being issued driver's licenses.
Congressman, I want to ask you about the Speaker of the House. I've got concerns, and Mike Johnson was a regular on the radio show, and I've noticed a trend over the years, and that's why this concerns me. He was a regular on the radio show. The guy becomes Speaker of the House, radio silent. We can't even get a call returned or an email returned, and now all of a sudden he's making these deals behind the scenes. This NDAA is incredibly disappointing. Do you still have faith in this guy?
Well, the positive thing about Mike Johnson, the Speaker, you can trust what he says. That being said, with the NDAA, with no FISA reforms, with no standalone vote for insane funding for Ukraine and borders, other borders that is in the NDAA, that we ought to be up there now working, not home. And I was very disappointed in that. And, you know, we've got 31 days until January 19th hits, and we haven't had, you know, the MILCON is still not, has not been decided. Our top line numbers for all the agencies we don't have. That's insanity. And I'm disappointed in that, but the Freedom Caucus and others, we're going to, it's not going to be a pretty sight, because one thing Mike Johnson has said is that we've got to have border security. In other words, measurable with metrics that this president or that the Senate has got to put forward before we're passing anything. So Chuck Schumer talking about a bill with no content. No, we're not going with that. But I will tell you, we got a fight on our hands, and it's with the Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, and to be frank with you, in the House. Mayorkas should have been gone long before now. But, you know, it is what it is. We're doing the best we can with what we have.
All right. Well, we better leave it there. Congressman, always appreciate you being a straight shooter. Hope you and your family have a great Christmas there in South Carolina.
Thank you so much, Todd. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas. Congressman Ralph Norman, and folks, you heard it from a sitting United States congressman. It's not a matter of if, but when the sleeper cells will be activated here in America. I mean, it is a very, very dangerous situation. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Mike, our good buddy, Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on 96.9 FM. Mike, I know you want to weigh in on the caller we had from North Carolina.
Well, Todd, he's either an operative, and there are many out there, or he's just uninformed, because, first of all, they're breaking the law. That's number one. So the president of the United States, who is tasked with following the law, is allowing the law to be broken. That is a crime, and he should be impeached for that alone. Secondly, you hit the nail on the head. I've been screaming about it for years. This is being done purposely for the excuse of turning America into a new world order socialist country. Bush said it in 1984. I put it on the air in 1984. In 1976, they started the total demise of our republic. Half of the people are asleep. Voting the right guy in ain't going to do it, because we have a bureaucracy. The only thing that's going to do it is two letters, N-O. I will not comply with your illegal rules. I will not comply with your illegal edicts. I will not comply with the occupiers of our constitutional republic. And then the military takes an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies and foreign and domestic. What does that mean? What does that mean when they don't know the Constitution? Ask any attorney that comes on your show, recite one thing out of the Constitution verbatim without looking at it. They can't do it. They're prevaricators. Yeah. Nothing changes until we realize we are under occupation. These people don't care. I cover court trials. The lawyers think they own the courtrooms. The judges think they own the courtrooms. They don't. But you would think they do. Nothing changes until we discover the problem. The problem is we're under occupation. They don't care whether it be Republican or Democrats or the bureaucrats, because they need 50% of the people to steal from to line their pockets. This is an excuse, Todd. We're spending almost how many hundreds of billions of dollars on the military with no real enemy?
Yeah. Mike, look, it's a fair point, Mike. And the question is, you know, what are we going to demand of our lawmakers? I mean, that's the issue. And right now, and I hate to break this to people, there's no way that Mayorkas gets impeached. There's not going to be enough time. I mean, when you look, they're breaking for the holidays. And Mike, when we come back, and I'm going to have to let you go here, Mike, but when we come back, that's going to be the farthest thing from their minds. So nobody's getting impeached, folks. And I hate to break it to you. This was, quite frankly, a big waste of time. That's what this is all about. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. A little bit of Mannheim steamroller to get you going today. Let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Chris is on the line. Chris, what's going on?
Well, you just played a Mike Lindell commercial for MyPillow.
MyPillow.com, that's right.
I wanted to tell you a little story. I'm kind of a smart aleck sometimes. When I'm in Walmart and I find a manager or an assistant manager, I go, "Hey, I can't find the MyPillow or the sheets or anything. Where are you putting them now?" "Oh, we're all out." And I said, "No, you're not out. You just don't carry them anymore because Mike Lindell is a Trump supporter." So then the next time I go in, I do the same thing and I find a different person, and they all say the same thing. "Oh, we're all out of them now." And I said, "No, you're not. You don't carry them anymore because he's a Trump supporter. Don't lie to me."
It's true, Chris. And they're not the only ones.
I know, and it's a shame. I feel like getting a whole bunch of people and get a picket line up and go protest, but, even though I'm not a protester per se, but... you know, it's just not right.
Well,
he's a nice man. He's a Christian.
Chris, it's not right. But the good news is that Mike found a great workaround, and one of those is through our program, and he's been able to cut out the middleman and then, again, give all of our great listeners some pretty low prices on all of his products. So, I mean, I appreciate that. But you're right. It's frustrating when you want to go to the store, go to Walmart, get a MyPillow because it's convenient, and it's not there. But we have a way to fight back, and that's by going to MyPillow.com/Stearns.
Yeah, he's a smart man. He's a nice man. He's a Christian, and he's worked hard. I know a little while ago, a couple months ago, he had an auction even because these department stores aren't carrying his products.
Well, we're proud to carry him, Chris. And again, folks, MyPillow.com/Stearns. Use my promo code Stearns, and you're going to get huge discounts on every single one of the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, which is a great Christmas deal. So, Chris, God bless you, and hope you have a Merry Christmas. And you live in a beautiful town there, Asheville, North Carolina. We had a great visit there just a few days ago. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Ron is listening to us on KYKN. Hey, Ron, what's going on?
All right, I want to address that guy talking about it's okay to let invaders come in our country. my state, as you know, and you heard from The Sound of Freedom and from the director of that movie, my state is rooted for child trafficking, drug dealing, fentanyl. They just had a bust a week ago this past Tuesday, and yet catch and release. If they didn't get them the second time and the federals finally put them in the hoose cow, we wouldn't have a country. The point is, as what Arthur Pawlowski told me this past Saturday, is that the hyenas are laughing at us. They want to control us. They want to jab us, rip at us. But we are strong enough when we have the Lord with us, the history that this country was founded on, Judeo-Christian values. And yet, we forsake it. If we keep going down this road, forsaking our history, not standing for liberty, then we'd be like the last king of Judea and Samaria, Josiah. And the point is, Stodd, the child trafficking, the human trafficking, the cartels is getting emboldened. I know you got MS-13 in Salem, Oregon, as I told you last time. This is just teenage level, but to a point where they're starting. My godson told me after a roping I did in August, and the news media didn't report it, the state or anybody else don't bring or make awareness and taking away the right of if somebody get arrested, no public information, that you enable and you grow this evil.
Yep.
This is
and that's, an invasion. And that's exactly what's happening, Rod. And I hate to do this, so that the computer's going to cut us off here, but your point is well taken. And it is not just... it's not just the illegals coming across. It's the traffickers. It's the drugs. It's the sex traffickers. It is a dangerous situation. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear. Show off our dance moves. Obsess over every little detail. Hold your hand through it all. Smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love. Only at David's Bridal.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us as we head into the Christmas season. Hope you folks are getting ready to have a great Christmas weekend coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be with you through Friday and then taking a break on Christmas Day. But you'll be able to watch me on Newsmax. I'll be, as a matter of fact, anchoring on Christmas Day. So be sure to take a break from... lunchtime and opening presents and catch up on the news. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, thanks for having me on. Always enjoy it. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And I want to direct your attention to this. I want to get your reaction to what's happening at the University of Pennsylvania. Of course, Liz McGill is out. You had been calling for her termination from day one. Is that good enough? And what are you hearing from your constituents about this anti-Semitism on university campuses?
Of course. So, no, it's not good enough that Liz McGill is gone. I mean, she's still part of the faculty there at UPenn. And even with her removal, it still doesn't solve the underlying issue, which is the fact that these colleges and universities are broken. It's a broken system. It's totally built on DEI, critical race theory. It's antithetical to our Western values. And we're now producing a generation of young men and women who hate the West. And you can see that in polling, for example, when it comes to the war in Gaza. Overwhelmingly, if you're under 25 years old, you support Hamas. If you're older, if you're 65 and older, you overwhelmingly support Israel. So you can see it in the shifting generations and how radical the colleges and universities have made these young men and women. But I'm glad that I called for the resignation of McGill, led a letter calling for that with some of my colleagues from Pennsylvania, and she's gone, but we still have work to do because the entire system is broken.
Well, it is, and this has got to be remedied. My greater concern is that so many of these Ivy League graduates are now in government positions, positions of great power. And you wonder how many of those people might be anti-Semitic. I mean, we certainly know a number of them are already anti-Christian, but this is really a troubling situation that's been uncovered.
So the elite is, so some of them are just actually anti-Semitic. That is absolutely true. But there's another paradigm over top of this, and that is that this new generation and those that are graduating from these elite universities, they view everything through the lens of critical theory, which is Marxist theory. So they view everything as either oppressed or oppressor. And they perceive the Israelis to be the oppressors, and they perceive the Palestinians to be the oppressed, despite the thousands of years of history to the contrary. It was actually the Jews that were being oppressed by almost everybody. But be that as it may, they're trained for that. Now, when it comes to the United States, they view the United States as the oppressor worldwide. And that's why you have the Blame America First group that's out there. But it's incredibly troubling because these left-leaning thinkers, these neo-Marxists, they now control every single facet of our society. They control government, with the exception of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they control our universities. They control our boardrooms. They control, they're making the decisions with media. So these neo-Marxists are there, and there is a strong anti-Semitic bent to their theory and philosophy of the world.
Congressman, another story we've been following, and this involves a gentleman, a school teacher from Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh area. His name is Mark Fogel, and he is currently doing 14 years in a hard labor colony in Russia. Can you bring our listeners up to speed on why he is imprisoned there, and what are we doing to get him out?
Yes, and thank you for bringing him up, because media attention will bring him home, just like it did with Brittany Griner. But Mark Fogel was a teacher at the Anglo School in Russia, meaning he was teaching the children of English-speaking diplomats history. He was going for one more tour in Russia before he retired. He has a chronic back problem, and he takes medical marijuana, which is, by the way, legal in Pennsylvania. He had a very small amount of it when he was going into Russia. Ironically enough, roughly the same amount that Brittany Griner had. And for that very small amount, he was sentenced to 14 years in a hard labor penal colony in Russia. Clearly, he is being targeted because he is an American, because he wasn't importing or smuggling in large amounts of drugs. He had personal use amounts. That should put him on what's called wrongfully detained status, meaning he's eligible for a prisoner swap. The Biden administration, though, put Griner on wrongfully detained status within days. Mark Fogel, who has been detained longer than Griner, was detained before Griner was detained, is still not on wrongfully detained status. So I'm trying to put pressure on the State Department to put Fogel on wrongfully detained status and include him in a prisoner swap. Remember that we gave up the merchant of death, Victor Boot, for one person, Brittany Griner. That was a mistake. We should have got Griner. We should have got Whelan, who's the Marine in captivity. And we should have got Fogel. Instead, the Biden administration wanted to bring home the celebrity women's basketball star instead of getting the Marine as well and Mark Fogel, the history teacher from Pittsburgh. They just totally left the other two behind.
Well, I suspect he doesn't fit any of the preferred demographics or, you know, racial identity cards that this administration has been playing over the past 4 years. You do wonder if that played anything with it.
So, well, of course, because that the administration views everything through the lens that intersectionality, oppressed, oppressor, and because Mark Fogel is just an average white guy from what they perceive as flyover country, whether that be Pittsburgh or Memphis or what have you, as long as you're not one of the coastal elites, this guy can be forgotten about because they prioritize the celebrity. They prioritize those that are intersectional. They prioritize them over the rest of us. And that's, you're seeing that play out with Mark Fogel, of course. And one of the reasons why you're not seeing, frankly, Whelan being brought home. Whelan was in detention long before Griner was.
All right, so here's what we need to do, folks. You need to pick up the phone, call your member of Congress, and tell them to get on the ball, and they need to do whatever they can do to get Mark Fogel back home in America. Is that right, Congressman? That's what people need to do?
That is right. The only thing that's going to bring him home at this point is media attention and calls from the public to bring him home, because the Biden administration just assumes that this isn't a new story. He's forgotten about. People don't know this guy from Adam, so they don't need to expel any kind of political capital to bring him home. Your listeners can make a difference, and you, Todd, can make a difference just by talking about this case. So thank you.
Well, we're glad to do it. And folks, again, we'll put that information up on our live show blog as well. But call your elected member of Congress today and urge them to do whatever is necessary to bring Mark Fogel home. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Know you're a busy guy and hope you have a great time with your family. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, sir.
You too, Todd. See you in the new year.
All right. Take care. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from the 14th Congressional District there in Pennsylvania. What a horrible story. 14 years, medical marijuana, and the guy had a prescription. Doesn't matter. He was in Russia. They've got their rules, and it's important. If you're traveling this holiday season, you've got to understand the rules and regulations of the countries you're going to, which is why I do not like to leave America. I'm very content, very content. All right, I've got to bring you up to speed on this Chick-fil-A story, and hang tight. We're going to go to the phones here this segment as well. But I knew there was more to this story. The headline at ToddStearns.com, New York lawmakers could force Chick-fil-A to open on Sundays. So Chick-fil-A is under attack by Democrats and the Alphabet activist in New York State. Anytime Chick-fil-A is under attack, you know, the LGBT mob is involved in some capacity. So here's the deal. If you've driven anywhere in the along the East Coast, you know they have these huge rest stops. And the rest stops in the Northeast, they have restaurants, little stores. They're like little miniature cities. And so Chick-fil-A has a number of outposts that are situated in these throughway travel plazas is what they call them. So anyway, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, and they do that. They've done it since they opened Chick-fil-A in 1967, and they do it so people can go to church, people can spend time with their families. And by the way, in spite of being open 6 days a week, they still make more money than any other chicken joint in America. So this is no secret. They've been doing it for decades. So now a New York lawmaker, Democrat Assemblyman Tony Simone, introduces legislation. And the rule is, if you do not open 7 days a week, you cannot have a restaurant in a travel plaza. They intentionally target Chick-fil-A. He released a statement. He says, not only does Chick-fil-A have a long, shameful history of opposing gay rights, it simply makes no sense for them to be a provider of food services in busy travel plazas. By the way, the man is lying. Chick-fil-A has never been accused of any wrongdoing towards the gay community, ever. And the guy's upset because they support anti-gay groups, and one of those groups is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So this guy, Simone, is a loser and a liar. By the way, we invited him to come on the program. I told Grace, I said, let's get this guy on the phone. We'll have a debate right here. Mano a mano on the radio, and the guy chickened out. He's a coward. State Senator Michelle Henchy, also a Democrat, is sponsoring the legislation in the Senate. And she says that if Chick-fil-A is closed, people may have to wait in longer lines at McDonald's. Okay, well, they have a chicken sandwich, too. It's not as good as Chick-fil-A, but what are you going to do? So I don't get it. I don't get it with these people. So I thought the gays wanted to shut down Chick-fil-A, but now they want it open 7 days a week. Can they just make up their mind? And by the way, could somebody still explain to me, why is it that the LGBT crowd gets triggered every time they see a plump, juicy chicken breast tucked between hot buttered buns? Could someone explain that to me? Anyway, they better tread carefully here, folks. As the good book saith, I believe in the book of Hezekiah, woe be to whosoever smiteth the official chicken of our Lord. Verily, verily. I'm just saying. Book of Hezekiah. I think it's in the Old Testament. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Bob, listening to us on KWAM. And Bob, before we talk here, I have to give a shout out to the station that I own, KWAM, now named one of the top 20 news radio stations in America, courtesy of the radio industry trade publication Barrett News Media. So congratulations to our terrific team at KWAM, and we're super proud of you guys. All right, Bob, what you want to talk about here?
Well, I'm proud with you about our station, Todd. I wanted to just, again, remind all the listeners to pray and fast about this Satan Club at Chimney Rock Middle School. And all I'm asking is people to pray and fast and then show up in solidarity to stand outside the school without making noise, not engaging anyone with verbally and positively, not physically. Just stand there with lips closed and be praying before the parents go to the, kids go to school and after they're dismissed. So 30 minutes or so before school starts.
When is this going to be? When is the protest going to be, Bob?
8th, 9th, and 10th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday is supposed to be January 10th.
Oh, January. All right.
January, yes, sir.
All right. And what time is it going to be?
9:15, if I understand correctly. The school starts at 9:15 and goes through 4:15. Now, that I need to confirm.
Okay.
That.
Well, Bob, get the information and get in touch with KWAM, and we'll be sure to give it a shout-out. And again, I think it's important people protest peacefully, but I support that 1,000%. As a matter of fact, Lars Larson is going to be joining us in the next hour to talk about these satanic temples that are now popping up at other schools, not just here in Memphis, but other school districts around the nation. Bob, appreciate that call. We got to run for a break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.
Coming up, Franklin Graham is going to drop by. Also, our good buddy Lars Larson, host of the Lars Larson Show. And on the Newsmax TV show, Congressman Scott Perry is going to be here, along with New York City Councilwoman Vicky Paladino. I like her. She is fired. She's feisty. And you got to be feisty if you're going to be a Republican in New York City. I'm just telling you, it's pretty impressive. Let's go to the phones here. OG in North Carolina, WSIC, our great station. Hi, OG, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, they call me OG for a reason because I am an old geezer.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, old geezer.
Well, I just keep functioning as long as God gives me the strength and commitment. I just am so disappointed with some of the current generation. They don't know how hard things can get. I'm a child of the late Depression years and all of World War II. I've seen the U.S. purchasing power of the dollar go up and down like a roller coaster. I can remember that dinner for me was, and my sister and brother, was one slice of white bread with a very, very thin skim of chopped hamburger on it under the broiler. And if you're lucky, you may get half a teaspoon of ketchup to go with it.
Wow.
And one orange was a major, major gift at Christmas time. It was the sort of thing that, was almost never heard of. And it was always the case, well, this is for you, but you have to give it, give a piece of it to your sister and brother.
What, you know, OG, my grandparents grew up in the Depression, and they told stories about getting bread and bacon grease, and that would be their lunch.
Absolutely. And if you're lucky, you're lucky if you even got a chance to eat the bacon.
Yes. I never heard them say they got to eat the bacon, just the grease. And grandmother's Stearns lived to be 103, so maybe there's something to that.
And they made their own clothes. They fixed their own shoes when they broke down. So hard times did exist for a lot of years. And, you know, they may exist again sometime in the future. And there are going to be people who have absolutely no way how to adapt, adjust, and overcome those bad times.
OG, you're right about that. You're right about that. And I will tell you, the number of young men who don't know how to change the oil or change a tire, unfortunately, we've raised a generation that just doesn't know a lot.
And that is going to come back and bite us in the neck. Very simple.
Yes, sir. I think you're right. OG, you're the sage of the Todd Stearns Show. So you got to give us a call back. So you're the official old geezer of the show.
And that works. But I just want a Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening who understands, you know, how things were and how they can get better if we're careful.
OG, you're a wise man. Merry Christmas to you there in North Carolina. And we appreciate that. All right, hang tight if you're on the phones. We're going to get to your calls. Got to take a break here. Lars Larson coming up along with Franklin Graham. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com and bookmark our website. You're not going to be sad you did. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us. I want to say a very special hello to all of our Newsmax viewers this hour as we simulcast on Newsmax 2. Well, we got a lot going on here, folks. Coming up in just a few moments, so we're going to be talking with Lars Larson, host of the Lars Larson Show, and looking forward to that conversation. Lars, always a lot of fun. Also, Franklin Graham is going to drop by to talk about the Pope and the recent decision to bless same-sex marriages. So we'll be talking with him as well as taking your calls, and our telephone number 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So a couple of interesting things here. There has been for a long time now, there has been an effort afoot by Team DeSantis and this this gang of influencers that surrounded Ron DeSantis to attack and bully and harangue anybody who supports Donald Trump. Now, if you have been on social media, and especially on Twitter, you have seen this up close and personal, and it's pretty ugly. Look, if somebody wants to support Ron DeSantis, I respect their decision. It's a free country. I think it's a mistake. I don't think this is the time for Ron DeSantis. I think he's been a fine governor, nothing against him, but he has run probably the lousiest presidential campaign I have ever seen. And that's saying a lot, because I've seen a lot of lousy campaigns. But for whatever reason, the people that have the governor's ear, and I don't know who those people are, I have a suspicion, but whoever those people are, they have given this governor consistently the worst possible advice known to mankind. So anyway, I found this quite interesting. Tucker Carlson was doing an interview. And he weighed in on all of this. Cut 16.
You really get the sense that Ron DeSantis, who I liked as governor, the people who represent him online are the nastiest, the stupidest, and the most zero-sum people I've ever seen in my life. And I don't think that reflects him, but it's like This is kind of small ball. And by the way, these purported conservatives, Ron DeSantis changed his view. And I like him. Okay, I think he's been a good governor. I just want to be clear about that. I know him personally. I like him. But his donor, Ken Griffin, told him to change his view on Ukraine from it's a regional conflict we shouldn't get involved in to it's a super important thing, we should send more money. One donor got him to change his view, and all these so-called conservatives are supporting that like it's the most important thing ever. Like, who are these people, and what is their problem? Like, what is going on with them?
It's a fair question he asks, and I try to be tolerant with a lot of these folks, but I found myself having to block a lot of these people. And they come after you. If you say that you support Donald Trump, and I did this months ago, well over a year ago, I came out and endorsed Donald Trump. I think I was one of the first people to do it. And a lot of people said, Todd, you're stupid. You shouldn't be doing this. Trump is going to be in jail. Well, I don't care. I think the guy deserves another crack at the White House. He got a raw deal the first 4 years. He got a raw deal during the presidential race, and I think that this president deserves a second chance. What do you mean by raw deal, Starnes? Well, I mean that when you take away all of the scandals, the Russia collusion, Russia, when you take away all of that, because now we know none of it's true. So if none of that would have happened, imagine where Trump would be right now. He would be sitting in the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and Joe Biden would be in an assisted care facility. That's what I mean by that. David French is a great example. I think he's endorsed DeSantis. I don't know. He hates Trump, though. So David French, who used to be a good guy, and now he has completely lost it. He's become infected with Trump derangement syndrome, and the guy has just lost his mind. So he's now a columnist for the New York Times, and that pretty much tells you everything you know about David French. So he was a conservative when it was convenient for him to be a conservative. So anyway, yesterday he wrote in the New York Times that MAGA men and women, talking about you Trump supporters, will be looked back on in history as worse people than slave owners. The name of the op-ed, Behold MAGA Man. One of the persistent debates in American life, reading from Mr. French's screed, one of the persistent debates in American life centers on how we strictly should judge the sins of our national past. Were those people who owned slaves or broke faith with Native Americans or passed the China Exclusion Act merely products of their time? MAGA men and women will not have that excuse. So he's saying that you people are worse than the slave owners, and that you people have sinned. You people, by supporting Donald Trump, are committing an egregious sin against Almighty God. That's what David French is saying. They know there is a different way. Before Trump, many of them, whatever their flaws, lived very different lives, and few of them more so than Giuliani, talking about Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. So this is where we are, folks, where this guy, David French, is just like Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. She called all of you a bunch of irredeemable deplorables, a basket of irredeemable deplorables. Those were the words she used. So David French is adapting the language of Mrs. Bill Clinton here. We should not be surprised. These people are all left-wingers. David French was sort of like the wolf in the hen house. Or is it the fox? You know what I'm talking about. He was a critter, and he was a left-wing critter, and he infiltrated conservative circles, and now he's showing his true colors. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones real quick here. Mike, listening to us on KWAM. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Todd, I'm a Trump supporter. I wanted to let you know I'm listening to you, a new listener, thanks to Mary Walter and WCBM in Baltimore. I'm listening to you, and I want to say that I believe, based on the polls, President Trump will not only win the Electoral College, but win the national popular vote. But I was calling about the 12,000 illegal immigrants that are coming into the country, and there are 398 days to Inauguration Day on January 20th, 2025.
at 12,000 a day, that's 4.8 more million illegal immigrants that'll be let into the country, added to the 8.5 already that have come in. Biden will have let 13.3 million illegal immigrants into the country. I'm going to call Mike Johnson today again and demand that Biden be impeached for violating the Constitution, a high crime, Article 2, Section 3, take care clause to uphold the laws, when he, on day one, told the Border Patrol to stand down and not prevent these people from coming in.
Mike, not only that, and I mean, clearly you're a student of history and the Constitution. Not only that, the government is required to protect the states from invasion. And when you look at what's happening in Arizona and Texas right now, it's beyond an invasion. I mean, this is sort of like D-Day with all of the illegals just coming in, sweeping in across our border, and there's no one there to stop them. So, Mike, I'm with you. I think Biden is derelict in his duties. He has betrayed his oath of office, and he ought to be removed. Unfortunately, Mike, we don't have Republicans in Congress who are willing to do the right thing and remove this man from office, and that's a shame. Mike, I want to thank you for calling in, and I hope you won't be this won't be a last time call. We just certainly love all of our great friends at WCBM and also the great Mary Walter.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Mike from Nottingham, Maryland, and WCBM, our great affiliate there in Baltimore. All right. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Lars Larson coming up, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, and hope you are doing well wherever you might be across the country. You know, Christmas just around the corner, but I have a really great gift idea. Why don't you give yourself the brand new streaming service, Newsmax Plus? That's right, folks. Forget about Netflix. Forget about Disney Plus and Hulu. Just start with Newsmax Plus. I subscribed and love it. You can get Newsmax's best shows, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greta Van Susteren. You also get lots of movies and documentaries, and you get my show, too. Newsmax Plus just launched. More than 180,000 people have already signed up. And Newsmax Plus lets you watch the Newsmax channel on your phone or home TV app. Newsmax Plus is the only streamer to give you all of Donald Trump's rallies. Fox News, by the way, they censor most of those rallies. So get Newsmax Plus today. It is absolutely free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to start your free trial. NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and this is like a super patriot. What an honor to have one of the best talk radio hosts in America, Lars Larson. Lars, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas, Todd. And it's sad how far Fox has fallen from even the center right. And I was glad to hear your message about Newsmax. They're a great outfit.
Well, we're excited. You know, it's really funny, Lars. I was back in New York a couple of weeks ago, walked into the building, and I felt like I was walking into Fox News. A lot of former colleagues now over at Newsmax these days.
All the conservatives had to move out. I mean, Fox gave me the bum's rush about 8 years ago, and I never took a dime from those people. I never got a paycheck or anything like that. I just show up when they wanted somebody to comment on things, just as you did. But they don't remember their friends, and they certainly have lost their conservatism. So it's really sad in a lot of ways.
Well, we're huge fans, and of course, in the Memphis area, we broadcast you on KWAM, and it is afternoon drive here, and people love it. They cannot get enough of Lars Larson.
Well, you're too generous, but I'm just glad to be on the Todd Starnes Show from time to time, because I consider it quite a compliment that you'd ask me to come on.
You know, Lars, I love your take on these things, and we've been following the story out of Memphis, and it turns out not just to be Memphis, but there are schools all over America that are grappling with these after-school Satan clubs, and one is being launched in January in Memphis. and has caused a lot of national controversy. And many of the educators here are pushing back, and they're saying that the devil is not welcome in the Memphis school district.
No, and he shouldn't be welcome. And by the way, I mean, my wife and I spend about 45 minutes to an hour every night in the book, because I think the only way you can get the straight story is to read from the book chapter by chapter and verse by verse. So Satan, which, and there's an interesting distinction, if you don't mind me mentioning it, Satan's a title. It's not a name. And so we've said, well, this is the entity known as Satan. It's a title. And you say, what's the difference? I said, well, if I said I have a mechanic named Bob, Bob is his name. Mechanic or car fixer is his title. The devil is simply the Antichrist. So how is it not unconstitutional and completely out of line to allow an Antichrist in school when Jesus Christ is frequently, almost universally, unwelcome in government-run public schools? And never forget as a parent or as a student, if you're old enough, that those schools are government entities and they are constrained by the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not a grant of rights. We get our rights from God. According to the founders of this country, the government simply has a set of rules that says you can't do these things to citizens when it comes to their rights. It's a set of limitations on government, not a grant of rights to citizens. So when the schools say, well, we're going to welcome the Antichrist and allow people to have an Antichrist club for students and talk them into joining it, but we won't allow Jesus Christ or the book into public schools, does that sound like the government establishing an anti-religion?
Look, it's a fair point. And the argument coming from the after-school Satan people, they're saying, well, we're really not, demons. We're really not worshiping Satan. We're just really secular humanist. Then call yourselves the Secular Humanist Club. But they're not doing that, Lars. And it's almost as if they're goading the school district into some sort of a federal lawsuit here.
I think that's it, and I think perhaps they'd like to have this tested at the Supreme Court. That's how you do it. You file a suit, and even if you know you're going to lose, then you lose all the way up through the federal courts till you get to the Supreme Court. And then I think they'd be rolling the dice big time to say maybe the Supreme Court will support the right of government-functioning schools, government-paid-for, government-operated schools, to present an anti-religious message. Well, you know, when the government takes a position on religion, it's crossing that First Amendment line. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems very clear to me that you can't establish a religion through the government, and I don't want them to. Neither did the founders. There were a few states that tried it early on, but most of the founders said, no, we don't want a theocracy. And they could have easily had one, Todd, at the time. Almost universally, Christians who founded this country could have said, we're going to have a Christian country. And they could have said, you can't run for office unless you are a Christian. Instead, they specifically wrote it into the Constitution to say, there shall be no religious test for office. So, if, you know, when I have some of my callers call up and say, Lars, we should tell Muslims, or, you know, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they're not allowed in because they're Muslim. I said, no. Not if you believe in the Constitution. The Constitution says the government is neutral toward religion, and in fact, any kind of religious test is forbidden. But at the same time, the government should not be openly advocating for or allowing others to advocate against religion. And that's what the Satan clubs do.
My basic philosophy is this, Lars. I'm a pretty ecumenical fellow. As long as you don't want to blow me up, I'm good with you. So that seems to serve me quite well.
That would leave Hamas off your Christmas
yes,
list, right?
Definitely. And I do think, and we've got about 60 seconds here, I think they picked the wrong area to do this, because a lot of people see, oh, Memphis, Democrat, majority black, but they don't understand that the black citizens in Memphis are culturally very conservative, and most of them go to a good Baptist church. And I'm telling you, they're going to be pushing back hard, and they already are. Thank goodness for all the preachers that are standing up and saying, we're just not going to tolerate this in our schools.
Not only that, but an awful lot of black citizens, being church-going, sensible people, are going to vote for Donald Trump in November and not for crazy Joe, racist Biden.
Well said. Hey, what you got coming up on your show today?
Oh, my goodness. So many good things, including this. If Joe Biden won't guard our southern border, should the states create a law to allow them to enforce at the state level, as Governor Greg Abbott is doing in Texas, I think it's a terrific idea.
Look, the phones have lit up all day. People are really fired up, especially with the video that's just come out. Lars, got to leave it there, my friend. Always good hearing from you. Lars Larson, everybody.
God bless, Todd, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas. What a great man and an incredible radio host. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Franklin Graham coming up next. This is the Todd Stern. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. Great to have you with us as we enjoy a little Mannheim steamroller in memory of our dear departed friend Rush Limbaugh. Rush used to always play a Mannheim steamroller during the Yuletide season. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a great friend of this program, a great friend of America, Franklin Graham. Franklin, hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas to you.
Todd, Merry Christmas to you. I'm doing well.
You know, before we jump into what the Catholics, what the Pope has been up to, I've got to brag on you. This incredible Christmas gift catalog over at SamaritansPurse.org, it is really a neat thing. And I was a little taken aback at first when it said you can bless your friends by purchasing a goat. That's an unusual Christmas gift, Franklin.
Well, you know, it is, but you know, think about it, Todd. What do you buy someone that has everything? I don't want anybody to buy me a gift. I don't need anything. God has blessed me. If I need something, I'll go get it. But this catalog is filled with things that you can give in memory of or to honor someone that will mean the difference between life and death. And you give a goat to a family in a third world country, that can mean life or death to that family. It can provide milk, it provides meat. It's incredible. And so you can give a goat or a chicken or whatever, and then a person can buy that, and then Samaritan's Purse will send your friend a notification that you bought a goat in their honor. And so it's kind of fun. My family does this for me each year. Some of my kids, they'll give me goats and chickens and so forth out of the catalog. But it's just a way to bless people in another country. And again, I don't need anything, but there are people around the world where a chicken or a goat or something simple like that can mean a cow can make all the difference in the world.
I think this is a really brilliant idea and a wonderful idea. And folks, again, SamaritansPurse.org, I understand there are like 36 different options. You can send a gift in someone's honor. And Franklin, one of the things that's really exciting, it's also about helping our military, and you can bless the marriage of a military couple.
Yes, and we do, Todd, every year in Alaska we have marriage seminars for wounded veterans. These are veterans that have had brain injuries, lost limbs, bullets, shrapnel, whatever the case may be. And what's happening is, you know, the marriages are having difficulty. Because a marriage is tough, Todd, in the best of circumstances. But when you take a wound where now the person is a different person than that you married, a lot of these marriages in the military have fallen apart. And so what we're doing is we're helping by bringing these couples to Alaska. We take them fishing. We take them bear viewing. But they have to spend several hours a day in marriage counseling. And this is what makes a huge difference with some of these couples. And, yes, and you can sponsor a couple and hopefully can help save their marriage.
And one of the neat things about this, Franklin, is that let's say you have young children and they may want to get involved here. For just $9, a suggested gift of $9, you can feed a hungry baby. I think this is just really a wonderful way to get children involved at a very young age and understand what it's like to help folks, in other places, in other parts of the country, other parts of the world.
And Todd, it's when you look at the world in which we're living, how quickly it is changing, how difficult it's becoming, how dangerous it's becoming. This catalog is an opportunity to help other people. And of course, as a Christian, I want them to know that God loves them, that God cares for them, and that Jesus Christ came from heaven to this earth to take our sins. I want them to know that. And so that's the true story of Christmas. Christmas is about giving, but it's about first God giving his son, Jesus Christ, for the sins of this world.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, folks, Franklin Graham and the Christmas Gift Catalog. You've got to check this out over at SamaritansPurse.org. I'd love to get an update on Operation Christmas Child. How is that going this year?
Todd, thank you for asking. We're just beginning to wrap it up as far as the collection of the boxes. Now we're in the process of the distribution. But we will be somewhere right around 11 million boxes this year. That's 11 million children that we can give a gift to and tell them about God's son, Jesus Christ. And that's what Operation Christmas Child is. It's just an incredible way to help children and then let them know that God loves them and cares for them. You know, so many children taught around the world live in war areas. If you take just the children in Eastern Europe, the Ukraine, many of them think that maybe God is mad at them or he's forgotten them. And no, God loves them, cares them, and he sent his son from heaven to this earth for them. So we want them to know the true meaning of Christmas, and Operation Christmas Child is just a great way to do that. And so, yes, we've got about 11 million boxes, and it's just an incredible program. It's hundreds of thousands of people that help volunteer, pack the boxes, you know, sort the boxes. And you think about 11 million families who are praying for children, who send these shoe boxes. And some people work on it all year long. And it's just a fantastic program. And so I'm just thankful to God for each and every family that participates.
You know, Franklin, you mentioned the condition of the world, and it's pretty chaotic out there, especially on many American university campuses. There's a brand new survey out. 60% of young people 18 to 24 actually believe the Hamas terrorist attack was justified. What is going on in this country where we have seen this rise of anti-Semitism across our nation?
Well, Department of Education, for one. I think this is one of the agencies that should be shut down in this country. We have spent billions and billions on education. All we've done is educate our children not to believe in God, to disrespect our flag, and to believe every lie that comes down the road. And this, what Hamas did on October 7th with a massacre of these Jewish people, I was there, not on October 7th, but I was there a few weeks afterward, and I saw where these people were killed, saw the blood still on the ground and on the floors, and it's not, I don't know of a word, Todd, that can describe it. It's demonic what these people did. And for any student to get out there and wave a flag supporting what Hamas did is absolutely wrong. And again, I blame Department of Education. I think they're at fault for a lot of this.
You know, I think at the same time, you know, what we need are absolutes in this country. We need absolute truth. You look at what's happening with the Catholic Church. I think it shocked a lot of people to hear the Pope come out just the other day and announce the blessing on same-sex marriages. Franklin, your reaction to that, and how big of a deal is that?
Well, Todd, how can you bless sin? It's like someone committing adultery and the church says, okay, I'm going to bless your adultery, or someone who's a murderer and I'm going to bless your murders. And what this is, God made us male and female, and marriage is between a man and a woman. And this is something that is very clear in scripture. It's not a difficult study theologically. The Bible is clear. And so whether you're a Catholic or a Baptist or a Presbyterian, whatever the case, everyone understands this is what the Bible teaches. And for the Pope to suggest that there could be certain instances where a priest could bless a same-sex, not marriage, but a union, is just wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. And the Pope has taken on, coming after some of the bishops in this country, especially down in Texas, because they're more conservative, and they've removed some of these bishops. And, you know, I don't want to get involved in the Catholic business, but I'm just saying God made us male and female, and marriage between a man and a woman, right. And sex outside of that kind of relationship is sin, and you cannot bless sin. And I don't care how many blessings the Pope can give you. He can sit there and give you a blessing every day till the river runs dry. His blessings are not going to save you. His blessings are only going to lead you to hell if you follow this path. Again, you cannot bless sin. And that's what the Catholic Church is slipping slowly into, this realm of blessing sin. And I hope some of these conservative bishops can get their voice heard and have an influence on the Vatican and turn this around. This is a very slippery slope to be on.
And of course, Franklin, the great thing about the ministries there at Samaritan's Purse, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, is you guys have resources. So maybe somebody's watching us on Newsmax right now, listening to us on the radio, and they may have questions about faith. They can go to your websites, and they'll be able to find that information.
Absolutely. And we have some great resources, and we'd love to have anyone contact us that has a question.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Before I let you go, I'm going to throw a fastball at you here. I didn't realize you were a big fan of McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
Well, I wanted to get your I'm a huge fan as well. And, you know, they're revamping their menu now. They're going to, they say they're improving the Big Mac. I'm very excited to see what's coming down the pike.
Well, here's the problem. McDonald's had a president who came from England. The worst McDonald's in the world are the ones in England. The burgers are dry, it's like eating cardboard. I go to McDonald's in the UK, I quit going because they're terrible. But they hired the president from the former president of the UK into Chicago to run the company, and he brought the same protocols with him. Now he's gone, and I'm just hoping that McDonald's gets the message and gets these burgers right. If you have a fresh McDonald's hamburger, I think it's the best hamburger going, no question.
I'm with you.
But what's happened is they cook the meat and they put them in drawers, and they can keep the meat in the drawers for several hours. And by then, the meat's dried out and it's tasteless. But if they go back to serving a fresh, hot hamburger, I think they'll see their sales go up.
I love it. All right. Next time we run into each other, McDonald's on me.
Hey, listen, and also I want them to bring the fried apple pies back. Those were the best. The baked apple pies are not the same, but those fried apple pies they used to have, they are absolutely the best. And they say, well, they can be bad for you. Well, I mean, if you go to McDonald's, anything can be bad for you. But you know what? It tastes good, and life is short. I want to have a good meal.
But, Franklin, those apple pies, they're about the temperature of the surface of the sun. So aside from that, they're very good.
They are wonderful.
All right. Franklin, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy. God bless.
Franklin Graham, ladies and gentlemen, talking about God, the Catholic Church, and McDonald's hamburgers. You never know what's going to happen on this show. All right, we got to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to remind you about our great friends over at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Black Friday promotion, every Friday matters. That's where you can get a new free Samsung A14 smartphone. This is pretty awesome. You can do that by going to patriotmobile.com/Todd and checking out all the great offers there. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Let's start in Minnesota. Linda is hanging out with us on Newsmax 2. Hi, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi. This thing that the Pope has done with same-sex
It's just wrong. The Bible says it's between one man and one woman, not two men, not two women. And he can't have it both ways. He says it. He blesses them so that they're not living in sin, but yet the Catholics, which I am, are still for marriage between a man and a woman, which we are.
Linda, but let me ask you a question. Being a Catholic, I'm curious, are people in your parish, are they a little concerned about the direction the Pope is taking the church?
Actually, my parents are both gone. They're deceased.
But the parish, the church you attend, Linda, are the church you attend, are they concerned?
To my knowledge, they're not for same-sex marriage. They've been against it from day one. And this thing that Pope has done with gay blessings is wrong.
All right. And well, Linda, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to William in Indiana. Hi, William. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys, and thanks to Donald Trump. If he's listening, can I just say this? Thanks for the laughter. Thanks for the good times we've shared. Thanks for always listening and being there. Thank you for the comfort when things were going bad. Thank you for the shoulder we needed to cry on when we were sad. This note is a reminder that all my lifetime through, I'll be thanking all of heaven for a special friend like you. Merry Christmas, Donald Trump, if you're listening.
Well, William, I'm sure the president was listening. He loves Newsmax, so appreciate that. And I'm sure the president was very thankful for those kind words. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kingsport, Tennessee. Roger is on the line. Hi, Roger. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I heard a blip on, I think it was on Newsmax, that the FBI had recorded Jim Biden and a lawyer making a deal for influence in the U.S. government. Have you heard any more about that, or do you have any details?
Yes. So apparently there are FBI tapes. This is according to the reporting of the Washington Post, Roger, that James Biden was in the process of making some sort of a deal. It is allegedly unrelated to the bribery probe here, reading from the Washington Post. So I'm not quite sure that there was anything criminal in nature, but that is the story as the Washington Post reports it. So we're going to keep an eye on that one, Roger. There are so many different things going on here. So we're going to keep you updated on the developments, and I suspect we're going to have a lot of them as we get closer and closer to the election season. Roger, appreciate that call. Folks, real quick, head over to toddstarns.com. And if you haven't done so, I know we have a lot of new viewers on Newsmax, too, a lot of new listeners on the radio. Be sure to download our free podcast, and you can also sign up for our newsletter. Scroll to the bottom of the website, hit the subscribe button, and poof, that's it. You're done, ready to go. All right, folks, it has been a great busy day, and we're only getting started. We've got the Newsmax TV show coming up in just a matter of minutes. We're going to be talking to Congressman Scott Perry, New York City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino as well. You folks get out there. Be good, America.